This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Three ways for you to vote in advance or on June 23rd. You can vote by mail. You can vote early, right now, in person. And you can vote on Tuesday, the special and primary election day, June 23rd. And we're joined now by two of the three candidates running in the Democratic primary for the 61st State Senate District seat. We welcome Kim Smith to the program. Kim, welcome. Thanks for making the time.
Oh, Evan, thank you for having me.
You got it. Jackie Berger's with us as well. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And the third candidate in the race, Joan Siemens, was invited to join the discussion, but she declined to be with us this hour. Kim, I'll start with you. Introduce yourself to listeners who may not know you. Tell us about your professional background and tell us what compelled you to run for this seat.
So thank you, Evan, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. So I was born and raised and currently live in the city of Rochester, more specifically the 19th Ward. And, you know, in this moment, I am really running with purpose, because the more I engage with awesome and diverse people of District 61, the deeper I connect with their wants and needs and my desire to show up and represent them. And in terms of my professional background, I have my master's in public administration, and I spent 25 years in various roles within the Monroe County Department of Public Health. And before I left, one of my roles was writing local policies. I am currently a statewide organizer and activist with Vocal New York, fighting to end homelessness, mass incarceration, the opioid crisis, and HIV. And I have effectively fought in Albany for equitable policies. And I am also the founder of the 501c3 nonprofit, Partners Advocating for Community Change. And what I learned from writing policy locally and fighting for equitable policies on the statewide level is that in order for us to truly be impactful, we need to be in the room, inside the Senate chamber, bringing forth the voice of the people.
All right, Jackie Berger, same question for you.
Hi, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me, and thank you, listeners, as well. So let me tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a single mother, a labor leader, an educator, an activist, an advocate, and I'm currently on the Amherst Town Board and serving as deputy supervisor. And now I want to go to Albany. I've spent my life advocating for the voiceless, and I plan to bring the fight for children and families, quality public education, the environment, health care, people with disabilities, and the rights of working people to Albany.
All right. Go ahead. Continue, please.
Oh, okay. I want to tell you a little bit about my background. I am a certified teacher, but I am currently and have been for the last almost 20 years on the faculty of SUNY Empire State College. I am certified in pre-K through 21, well, birth through 21 in special education, and I'm certified in pre-K and elementary school. I have been involved in the community. I became active in politics through the unions, and I have been a community leader for as long as I can remember. And I think some of the things that are most important are that government's about service, it's about listening, building relationships, working with people, and I'm going to Albany. I want to go to Albany because I get things done. When I work, when I tackle issues, I get results.
Let me ask both of you what priority one is. Kim Smith, if you win this seat and you go to Albany as a state senator, what's the most important issue you're going to work on?
Well, Evan, I have to tell you, I absolutely hate that question when they say priority one, because, of course, we can work on more than one priority at a time. But I understand, for the sake of time, if I When I go to Albany, my first priority would be to assist with the passing of the New York State Health Act. It's New York State version of universal health care, which can remove some of the inequities of accessibility and affordability in health care, as well as make way for employers to reallocate what they spend on health care and put that money back into the pockets of employees by increasing their wages.
I take the point, by the way. We're going to talk about multiple issues. I promise you that.
Okay.
I promise you that. Jackie, same question for you.
Sort of the same beginning part of the answer. Kim and I have had this discussion, and it's hard to just pick one because we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But for me, it's public education. We need to protect and enhance public education. Funding is desperately needed to ensure all students receive quality public education. And we need to change how Albany's thinking about education. The community school model is one we know that's effective, and it provides services and supports to students and their families. And also, we need to increase funding for SUNY, the universities, the colleges, the community colleges, and the SUNY hospitals.
All right, so let's talk education a little bit more. And Jackie, can you elaborate here? So, you know, a lot of people who run for office want to see improved education. They want to see more funding, particularly for districts that have higher levels of poverty. But sometimes there's a question on how to get these things done. How do you go to Albany, Jackie, and get done what you need to get done for education, knowing there is always such heated debate, there is a battle over resources, and we're in the middle of a pandemic and funding is tight?
One of my real concerns, and the reason public education is one of my priorities, is that education is the key for the future of our children. And one of the challenges is not just getting the resources, it's how the resources are spent. So there's a number of things I think about. First of all, in order to accomplish your goals, it's about building relationships with other legislators, other senators and assembly members, because just because I want something to happen doesn't mean it will. I need to collaborate with other people, and we need to have a vision and move forward with that vision. We also need to change some of the priorities related to education spending. Currently, a lot of the money goes to the top and not to the classroom and to the children. And we need to refocus that and leverage everything we can. But it's most of all, it's about being involved with the entire budget process from the beginning and forming relationships with other senators. And I already have a leg up on a lot of that as I've been involved in politics and working with senators from around the state for a number of years.
Okay. I'm going to have Kim Smith maybe touch on education, and then we're going to come back to healthcare with both candidates. But Kim, why don't you tell me your thoughts about what you think you could get done in the realm of education as a state senator?
So I think that I have two very realistic solutions. And the first you've already alluded to, Evan, when you spoke about not accounting for poverty. And right now that foundational aid formula, which is how public education money is distributed, it does not account for student or community poverty. And we need to get that foundational formula changed. And the next piece, when people look at District 61, because it goes from Rochester and extends into Buffalo, people are quick to say that, wow, it's such a diverse district, which makes it complex. But I disagree, because diversity is our strength. We are the three biggest counties in upstate New York: Monroe, Genesee, and Erie County. And when you look at public education in each of those counties, we are both dealing with the same issues. So it is about coming together, creating a plan, because I was just in Albany prior to COVID, lobbying elected officials, talking about public education, talking about resources, discussing our needs, and in each conversation, it ended with that elected official saying, "What is the plan? We cannot move forward without a plan." And so solution number two is to work within each county to create a sustainable plan, take that plan with us into Albany, and demand our share of resources, including what's owed to us.
Well, and that sort of tracks with the debate about healthcare spending and what's possible and a vision of what's possible. And even in the Democratic Party, which of course has had control over New York State politics for many years, the Democratic Party has often been led by Democrats who feel that this should be a federal issue. You know, Joe Morelli is now a member of Congress. He, of course, was the majority leader in the New York State Assembly for many years, and said that he thought the New York Health Act was not the right way to go on the state level. Now, he says he wanted to go to Washington and get it done on the federal level because it's a matter of scale and something that could be accomplished on the federal level, but maybe not the state level. Kim, it certainly sounds like you disagree with that. So let's talk about why.
I most certainly do. I have been listening to the debates, and on a federal level, no one has figured this out. But in the meantime, we continue to have health disparities here in New York State. We cannot wait for the federal government for us to move on this. So I have spoken with the co-sponsor of the New York State Health Act bill because I wanted to know what were the disadvantages as well as advantages to supporting this for District 61 and other statewide residents. And we discussed cost, and we also talked about what the pushback is. And the pushback is in the Senate, which is why I want to run specifically for the Senate. And each time this bill is presented, the Senate has the same argument. We don't know enough. When there have been studies that have been proven that this is effective. And the other pushback is that they say that New York State already has a high number, maybe close to or over 90% of the people insured. But when you look at the national data and where New York State fares in terms of our health outcomes, we are failing, which suggests that, yes, people are insured, but it is not accessible, it is not affordable, and so we are failing. And so I intend to go into Albany with that data, with the support of the district, and make that argument, not just out of passion, but out of necessity, as well as out of stats and facts.
Jackie,
so we can finally get that passed in the Senate.
All right, Jackie, would you vote for the New York Health Act?
Let me, I have some qualifications to that.
Okay.
On the whole, yes, but I think it needs some additional tweaking. There are concerns with aspects of the Health Act that need to be addressed. We need to look at how it's going to be funded, because I'm also concerned right now that there's money available for people to get the services they need. So we need to look at the funding. We need to make sure the system's going to work. There are a lot of the details that need to be reviewed and really ironed out, working with the medical community and the providers, because we need them all on board as well. But it's really important. Healthcare is a human right, and I have been fighting for this for as long as I can remember, every individual should have health care. But we need to work in, the bill needs to be done properly and needs some adjustments.
So that is, may I respond, Evan?
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
So that's one of the pushbacks that is also coming out of the Senate. How is this going to be paid for? The work has already been done. The calculations have been made, and those making under $24,000 would pay a certain amount directly out of their pay. And then there's another bracket for those making up to $120,000. And then there's another bracket for those making over that. So I really do not understand where those questions are coming from when it's all there.
Well, my comment about funding has changed now. I wasn't as concerned about funding as I am about the logistics of it working. The funding has become a question for me in light of how COVID and the current economy is going to impact it. And I think it's hard to judge right now what that's going to do.
Right. So, Jackie, let me just ask you, have you looked at the actual policies that also talks about the work groups and working with the other agencies to create this sort of task force?
Yes,
that
I have
deal
looked
with those
at
other
it.
Issues?
I have looked at it. I'm just, one of the things
but the
about me.
The answers are all there.
Go ahead, Jackie.
One of the things that's very important to me, first of all, the bill is going to be a new bill in the fall because you have to reintroduce it. Whether it stays the same or not, I don't know. But I always want to look at things for myself. It's not about what other people are telling me. I have to do my own research in addition to the information that I've seen. And I understand what Kim is saying, but the situation has changed, and I think we need to look at it again. I did say that I was in support of it. I didn't say
right, but,
I was against it. I
right,
just
but
said...
Let's let Jackie finish.
I was
finish.
Told this wasn't a debate.
Okay,
I was told
okay.
This was a conversation.
Well, I think we're trying to have a conversation. Go ahead, you can finish the point, Jackie. Go ahead.
My feeling is I need to look at it, look at all the aspects in terms of how things have changed. And there are also ramifications for different groups that need to be thought about. But healthcare is a human right, and everyone should have access to affordable healthcare.
All right. I think we've outlined where they agree and disagree. Let me ask both of you, if you were elected to the New York State Senate, there has been talk among some Democrats that Governor Cuomo, and he was asked today in his news conference, if he would consider a tax on billionaires or ultra-millionaires, a way to raise more revenue, particularly in light of the fact that the federal government may not step in, as the governor has asked, to help boost states that are really struggling, which is just about everybody during the pandemic. Kim Smith, would you vote for a billionaires or ultra-millionaires tax?
In a New York minute. this is not... So as we have these conversations about this wealth tax, folks are really treating it as though it were something new. And really, when we look at what happened historically, how we made our way out of the Depression, how we funded wars, prior to this new business model that came about, we were functioning because we were taxing the wealthy. So all we are doing is going back to what worked because the business model has not worked for us. We trusted big businesses by giving them tax breaks to create more jobs and really grow and expand our communities. But instead, they bought yachts. And so that model does not work. And all we are doing is going back to what worked.
All right,
and research shows that even the billionaires and millionaires support this tax.
Let me ask Jackie Berger the same question. Would you vote for it, Jackie?
I have been fighting for it as a union leader for as long as I can remember. We did have it temporarily passed, and one of our challenges has been our governor. He does not want to sign it, but we do know that the research shows that people do not move, will not move out of New York State because of adding a tax. And there are some other taxes besides the two that you mentioned that we could put on the top 1%, 0.5%,
okay,
that would help New York greatly.
I hope listeners will take a look at websites and read the issues, because there's going to be some agreement and disagreement. And every election, every level is important. Jackie Berger, where can people find out more about where, what you stand for on the issues?
Well, bergerforsenate.com and on my Facebook page, Berger for Senate.
It's B-E-R-G-E-R. Kim Smith, the website for you?
KimSmithForSenate.com. And Facebook, Kim Smith for Senate, and Twitter, Kim Smith for New York.
All right, and I hope we can keep it to about 45 seconds apiece. Jackie, there's plenty of other issues we didn't have time to touch on. What's something you'd want to leave with the listeners that we didn't get to that you'd want to fight for if you're elected?
Well, one of the other issues that's very important to me is the environment. I've been working on environmental issues in the town of Amherst, and we're doing some major things that will save money and be better for the environment. And in addition, we need to expand broadband internet to all parts of the state, particularly our rural areas. And I also want to point out that there's a lot we need to do and can do for our family farms.
All right. Same question, Kim Smith, 45 seconds. Go ahead.
So a comprehensive housing platform that will work for the homeless tenants as well as homeowners. We already talked about public education, climate justice, and there are particularly two policies that will bring environmental, economic, and labor justice simultaneously to our communities and jobs, jobs, jobs.
Well, look at that. We did that in under 90 seconds. Kim Smith and Jackie Berger are running for New York State Senate in the 61st Senate District. They are Democrats running in the Democratic primary. We also invited Joan Seaman, to the third candidate in the race, who declined to join us for the conversation this hour. But I want to thank both the candidates. Jackie Berger, thank you for making the time, and we very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Evan, and to listeners.
You got it. Thank you, Kim. Kim Smith, Jackie Berger. And just a note from me, I mean, we've had a lot of conversations in the last few weeks with candidates from across a lot of different races. It takes a remarkable amount of time, energy, organization, passion, yes, money, to run for office. And we try to show respect to anyone who is on the ballot. And we really appreciate the fact that they're willing to come in and make time for listeners and give you a more educated choice, whether you're voting now, early, in person, on the 23rd, or by mail. I'm Evan Dawson, Rob Braden's the engineer, and Megan Max the producer, and we will talk to you tomorrow on Member Supported Public Radio.